Prepare to Meet the Monster by David Harsha. This young lady had been confined to a bed of severe suffering for 1 year. At last, her soul was ripened for glory. The time came that she must die, and her deathbed was a scene of triumph. Christ was very precious to her, and His love was wonderfully manifested to her soul. She often exclaimed, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." The following are among her last words. To her distant brother, she thus dictated a letter. "Dear brother, I know not whether I shall meet you again on earth, but I hope to meet you in heaven, where we shall be forever singing the praises of God, where the Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne, shall feed us and lead us unto living fountains of water, and where God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes." To her father, who said to her, "I fear I must lose you," she replied, "Your loss will be my gain. I have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." And again, when he said, "I think you will fall asleep in Jesus," she responded, "It will be a happy change." She exclaimed in a transport of joy, "Oh, I would not give up Christ for all the world." Her earthly course being nearly finished, she opened her eyes, which were soon to be closed in death, and in the language of strong, unshaken faith, exclaimed with Job, "But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that He will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see Him for myself. Yes, I will see Him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed at the thought." Once she broke out into a rapture and exclaimed, "Oh, to be forever with the Lord! What a happy change!" Her faith remained firm unto the end, and her hope and confidence unshaken to the last. Her sky was clear and serene, her mind calm and composed, and thus she fell asleep in Jesus and entered into the joy of her Lord. A few days before this young lady died, she requested the following lines to be read at her funeral. To my young companions. My youthful mates, both small and great, stand here and you shall see an awful sight, which is a type of what you soon will be. I used to appear once fresh and fair among the youthful crowd, but now behold me dead and cold, wrapped in a sable shroud. My cheeks once red like roses spread, my sparkling eyes so gay, but now you see how 'tis with me, a lifeless lump of clay. When you are dressed in all your best, in fashion so complete, you soon must be, as you see me, wrapped in a shrouding sheet. Ah, youth, beware, and do prepare to meet the monster, death, for he may come when you are young and steal away your breath. When you unto your frolics go, remember what I say. In a short time, though in your prime, you may be called away. Now I am gone, I can't return, no more of me you'll see, but it is true that all of you must shortly follow me. When you unto my grave do go, that gloomy place to see, I say to you who stand in view, prepare to follow me. What an awful thing it is to die without salvation by Christ, without a saving interest in Him. Millions die in the same awful condition and plunge into a dark and miserable eternity. Let me die like the righteous. Let my life end like theirs. Numbers 23, verse 10. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org. where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.